Thank you for calling CrossFit Video Membership. My name is Phyllis. How may I help you today?
Yes, I posed a question to CrossFit Support yesterday, and they got back to me today, but it doesn't seem to answer my question. My question was, how do I pose a question to the teacher on a CrossFit class? So they gave me https://www.crossfit.com/contact. So I went there, and I can't seem to find where I would contact the teacher.
Oh, you want to contact the teacher individually?
Yes.
Let me
That's the way it used to do on CrossFit platform.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not Blueprint, well, CrossFit.
Yes, ma'am. Now, I know that on each individual class, there's an option to ask questions. But I think
But nobody
for...
gets back. Nobody okay. gets back to the questioner.
Okay. All right. Well, hold on just a second, and let me see what I can find out for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. And can I have your email address, please?
Yes. Sheila Mack, S-H-E-I-L-A, Mack, M-A-C, at eastlink.ca.
At East, I'm sorry?
At eastlink, E-A-S-T-L-I-N-K, .ca.
All right. Hold on just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, hold on just one moment. I've got an answer for you, but I've got to locate your account.
Okay.
There we go. Sheila Mack. I have you. I have you with a... Now, is your what is your last name?
McDonald.
McDonald, okay. And can you verify your address for me?
Yes, 3176 Hemlock Street, Halifax, Nova Scotia, B3L4B6, Canada.
Thank you so much for that information. Now, when you got your link and you tried to follow it, did it give you where did it take you to?
Just to a page. I can't find it. I'm on the phone that I would have used, but it was just a page with the, if you want to ask about premium membership or website or blah, 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 or how to purchase single classes. It didn't.
Okay. Okay. So it only, it took you directly to just the FAQs, right?
I didn't see FAQs, but maybe I didn't look down far enough.
All right, that just asked. Okay, so the page that you, it took you to asked again. What was that?
The page when they contacted me back, they mm-hmm. took me told me to go to www.craftsy.com/contact, and I saw Craftsy at program-director.net, all about mm-hmm. single classes, membership, website, questions, and then the phone number.
Okay, so you didn't
called.
Okay, so you didn't send a link. You didn't.
No, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to get to my teacher.
I gotcha.
See, I don't know if you were around for the original Craftsy platform.
No, ma'am.
Okay, well, we could post pictures and post questions right in the class to the teacher, and the teacher would get back to us. But I don't seem to see any way to get to pose a question to the teacher. When I go down to class discussion, it's all people who have paid to take the classes, but there's no content expert getting back to any of those questions.
Okay. All right. Then this is what I need you to do then. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, wait a minute. I just lost my note. Here it is. What I need you to do is to go ahead and send us another email at the original email you sent it to. In your email, I want you to indicate that you need this to be forwarded to corporate because you need to contact the teacher.
So what email do you want me to use?
The Craftsy. Hold on. My mind went blank. At program director.
Net. Oh, Craftsy at program-director.net?
Yes, or .com.
Well, it said .net.
It could be .net. I've got about 6 different email addresses I handle.
Well, is this the right one, though?
Let me double check that. That's what I'm doing right now.
Okay, I guess before you leave here, I did use Craftsy support. I mean, Craftsy support uh-huh. got back to me. And
oh,
this
they?
Is where they directed me to. This
okay.
.com/net.
So you're right. Craftsy at program-director.net. And
yes.
then what you'll need to do is, we're just request to forward this to corporate that you need to contact your class teacher and indicate the teacher's name.
Okay, so do I have to do that for every class then if I have a teacher question?
No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't. So, because that needs to be corrected.
Right, because I can't access the teacher.
And, and this isn't the first time I've heard that.
It is?
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not the first time?
No.
Okay. To talk to a teacher. Okay. Okay, well, it seems to me, though, if I do it for this class, I have to do it for every other class. To have access.
Try it with the one and see if that will correct it on down the line.
Yeah.
Because maybe if we get it to the right people, to corporate, to the right people, when it's done, when it happens, then they'll be able to correct it on the rest of them. Now this
yeah.
is still a work in progress. We are still getting everything set up with the new Craftsy platform.
Okay.
So that's
also the spot where I should ask about where to post photos.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so just FYI, I went into what was called the class discussion, and as I said before, there was no teacher answering. It was just learners talking with each other or emailing with each other. Responding with each other, because above the entry would be reply in red. And if you hit that, you just put in what you think. You don't get to your teacher. The other thing was, though, one person said, when is the teacher going to get back to me? So some long answer came from Craftsy, but it wasn't helpful. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you.
Right? Oh, I'm taking it all in, and I'm forwarding you. As you're telling me, I'm forwarding it to the help desk, so they know what's going on and what, and if they can give us any other ideas.
Okay. I will do this, and thank you for your help.
Oh, you're very welcome. I thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership, and you have a great afternoon.
Thank you. Could I ask one question?
Yes, ma'am.
What time is it where you are?
It is 11:31.
Okay, so 2 hours. All right. Thanks a lot.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. You have a great afternoon. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye.